So long story short, she gets on a plane and she meets a guy, and the guy needs someone to work his trade show company where they sell trade show booths. And he offers her, because he thinks she's amazing, he offers her the job, and it's a better salary than she was making as a stripper, but not as good as a porn star, but good. Isn't that awesome how God does that? So he provided something based on her making and managing her own decisions. Why do I bring this up? Because in the arts world, one person might look like a Babylonian, one person might look like an Egyptian, and one person might look like a pagan king's wife. And we can't judge Christianity by its cover. We have to judge it by the heart. Because God's calling us into places, when you're hanging out in certain environments, it literally doesn't mean you're partaking of the spirit of the environment. You're actually bringing another spirit. You're bringing a kingdom that's greater than the kingdoms of this world. And Jesus understood that. That's why he talked to the Samaritan woman for so long, who was illegal to talk to. Because he knew he could bring a city transformation through that gateway of that heart. And so he touched her heart. And so I just bring that up because if we're going to brand culture, we have to grow in a love that makes us safe in any environment he wants to put us in. And my love wasn't safe in a lot of environments I now go into because I was in so much judgment. Oh my gosh, the Christians who are smoking. I was in so much judgment against Christians, let alone the world, that I was stuck in my own faith. I was stuck in my lack of love. And so I had a detox. I'm just telling you that because now it's not that I'm like, I have so much grace and anybody can do anything in front of me. It's not that. It's that I have so much love that when things are done, when they're in front of me, I have the love capacity to figure God out in the midst of it, to figure out his heart in the midst of it and figure out how to stay in with my heart open as opposed to my heart's closed. You're unsafe. I don't like you. You're doing things that offend my heart culture. I'm leaving. You're in charge of you. You're not in charge of them. So the moment you're saying, ew, I'm leaving, you're literally, you've taken charge of them and you've controlled them and it's wrong. And so I bring that up because to go forward, we have to keep fighting for love, and that's all I'm going to say about that. Solomon, I'm not going to go into Solomon, but he was the greatest artist known in his generation, and he wrote over 4,000 plays and songs. Song of Songs, I say this all the time, was a play. I don't know how it was a play because it's very perverted, but it's clean, but right? Like, can you imagine? Who wants to be Solomon in the play? Who wants to be beloved? Come on, raise your hand. Come on. Who wants to do it? You're going to be naked a lot on the play. You know, like, that's crazy. We're going to be looking at your body parts. You know, like, that's part of the play. And it was a performed play in his day. We think we're progressive now. That's a little scary. So culture, what is culture? The totality of socially transmitted behavior patterns, arts, beliefs, institutions, and all their product of human work and thought. These patterns, traits, and products considered as the expression of a particular period, class, community, or population.